The country is getting its first look today at the Democratic Party's new national ticket. White House hopeful John Kerry and his new running mate John Edwards hit the battleground states of Ohio and Florida. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The day began with a photo shoot at the Heinz Kerry family farm outside Pittsburgh. The two candidates, accompanied by wives and children, strode across a wide lawn for a battery of television cameras arrayed behind a line of hay bales. This was the carefully choreographed public introduction of the Democratic ticket. After Kerry announced his choice yesterday, Edwards and his family flew to Pittsburgh, and Kerry says the two former rivals spent some quality time together.
We had a wonderful dinner last night. We sat around, we laughed, we chatted, we talked politics, talked about funny things that happened to both of us during the race, shared experiences, but I could not be more proud of the pick I have made. This man is ready for this job. He's ready to help lead America.
Edwards quickly returned the compliment. As his bashful young daughter, Emma Claire, ducked away from the cameras, Edwards called it a privilege and an opportunity to campaign alongside Kerry.
You know, I grew up in a small town in North Carolina. This is the kind of man we grew up looking up to, respecting, somebody who believed in faith and family and responsibility, and having everybody get a chance to do what they're capable of doing, not just a few. That's what this is about for us and for so many Americans. This campaign is about the future, and it's about restoring hope.
Kerry hopes his new running mate will appeal to voters not only in Edwards' native South, but also in the battlegrounds of the industrial Midwest, where the economic recovery has been slow to take hold. The first stop on the pair's cross-country campaign swing, Cleveland, Ohio, for a waterfront rally near the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The outdoor crowd here greeted the new Kerry-Edwards combination with enthusiasm. Lynn Kennedy says Kerry's choice of a running mate won her over to the ticket.
I did have the opportunity to hear John Edwards speak at the Democratic State Dinner in April, and very inspirational.
Edwards showed off his folksy rhetorical flair in describing what the Kerry campaign has called the middle class squeeze.
You know what I'm saying? You can't save any money. It takes every dime you make just to pay your bills. If something goes wrong, if somebody gets laid off, you have a child that gets sick, you go right off the cliff. John Kerry understands this. He has spent the last year and a half in real America.
Edwards' first joint appearance with Kerry showcased the differences in the two men's speaking styles, but a common focus on the middle class. While the Bush campaign issued a press release today touting the fastest economic growth in 20 years, Kerry told the crowd in Cleveland the U.S. can do better.
Don't tell us that 207,000 lost jobs in the state of Ohio is the best that we can do. Don't tell us that some worker in Ohio has to not only lose their job, but they have to unbolt their own equipment, crate it up, ship it to China, and train somebody else for their job. That's wrong, and we're going to change that.
With Edwards at his side, Kerry claimed the Democrats have a dream ticket with better vision, better ideas, a better sense of what's happening in America, and, he joked, better hair. After another campaign stop in Dayton, Ohio, the well-groomed pair heads for Florida. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cleveland.